Thank you, Helen, for sharing that. Thursday was the National Day of Prayer. And Jimmy was at the National Day of Prayer. We talked before the prayer service and after. And he said, "Pastor Mike, I can't wait till Sunday." He said, "We're singing sweeter as the days go by." And he said, "I'm so excited about singing that song." He said, "I can't wait." And I said, "I can't wait to hear it either." Well, he's not singing it here, but he's singing it in heaven. So he's singing it to the heavenly choir this morning. So he got his wish, didn't he? Amen. I just wanted to share that with you this morning, that Jimmy's looking forward to singing that song this morning. Well, this is Mother's Day, and if we will get, there we go. This is a, let me, okay, I started too quick. That's what happens when you use a, your finger works too quick there with the clicker. As I was preparing for this special day for your mothers, and I was trying to think, you know, how could we make it so special for you? And the clip I'm going to show you is a trivia, and it's facts, and it's something for you to reflect on. It's 5 minutes, but I played it over and over and over and over. I don't know how many times I played it and looked at it myself, and it don't seem like it's 5 minutes long. It is 5 minutes long, but you can look in the upper right-hand corner, and it'll count down. But I want you to see the message on there, because there's some things that probably you never thought of or even dreamed about mothers. There was one on there about how many children one lady had. And I was, it's unbelievable. But you'll see it. And one lady, and I think it's in Ethiopia or India, that the mothers are anointed with butter. In Ethiopia, I think they celebrate Mother's Day for 10 days. It's just not one day. Isn't that nice, ladies? 10 days. But you'll see it all. So look up here and enjoy, mothers. We'll be right back. How many of you knew those trivia questions? Not all of them, huh? Uh-huh. You know, that must be where all the ladies goes and gets these mud baths and all this other stuff. So it must have came from that, huh? From India, being anointed with butter. All right. Must be something in the butter. So happy Mother's Day to you mothers. God bless you. You noticed up there it said that it was recognized in 1914, Mother's Day. Initially, Anna M. Jarvis brought it to the attention of society, I guess, in 1908, when every year she would get her mother carnations. And if you noticed up there, carnations was the number one flowers for mothers. It's what most people, mothers, get on Mother's Day. And she got her Mother's Day carnations each year. And during a memorial for her mother, everybody who attended the service, everybody got a carnation from her. So within the next few years, the ideal to honor mothers gained popularity, and Mother's Day observed in a number of large cities in the United States was May the 9th, 1914. And the act of Congress, and when Woodrow Wilson was the president, he proclaimed that the second Sunday in May was officially Mother's Day. So that's how Mother's Day came about. And so began the holiday of Mother's Day. So, and it's a day to reflect, as we have already. And if you're your mother is still alive, it is a day to give her a small gift and say thank you. And as the video said, if you've been procrastinating, hurry out and get something. But not now. Wait that after service is over. So I do recognize this may be a bittersweet time given for some lost their mothers within the last year or so. Yet, you know, I wouldn't honor this day like to speak on behalf of motherhood and the references to the influence they have had. And as you look at the Bible from the Old Testament all the way through the New Testament, mothers are mentioned, ladies are mentioned as very valuable to generations of families in history in the Bible. And I want us to read now from 2 Timothy chapter 1. And I've used this scripture quite often, but it is one of my favorite when it comes to mothers and grandmothers pertaining to mothers and the influence that they had on their lives. So if you'll look with me, first of all, that says Titus. It's not Titus, but godly, divine plan for women. But it should be 2 Timothy chapter 1. And hopefully that's right. Yeah. Okay. Good. Whew. Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 through 7. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience the way my forefathers did, as constantly remember you in my prayers, night and day, longing to see you even as I recall your tears, so that I may be filled with joy. For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt within your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well. And then verse 6, for this reason I remind you to kindle, refresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Now, when you think about this particular passage of scriptures, when I look at 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, they are some of the most special books in the New Testament. And I say that because we are given the chance to peek into a special relationship. A relationship between a man and a young man, Paul and Timothy, and a relationship of a mother and a grandmother in relation to Timothy. And Paul was recognizing this. Paul and Timothy were extraordinary evangelists, and the church spread by leaps and bounds because of the efforts that they used in sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we read time after time after time how Paul and Timothy converted people or led people to Jesus Christ, and later Timothy goes out on his own to minister to churches as they have need. And Timothy goes out on his own and ministers to churches, and Paul was called to be the apostle to the Gentiles. Now, Paul was older and with more experience. But however, they were companions. They were friends. And perhaps there was some, I would say, father and son relationship, because, you know, Timothy, it's not mentioned anything about Timothy's father or anything like that. So I do believe that Paul took Timothy kind of under his wings, under his arms, and he mentored him. He didn't say anything about led him to the Lord or anything like that, because he was always giving that tribute to his mother, Lois and Eunice. So, in this scripture here, I believe that Paul wants to encourage his young friend in the ministry, and first to help him to remember his roots. How many of you can go back, years back, and remember your roots, how they began, and who influenced you the most? Was it mom or was it dad? Was it grandmother? Or was it someone else in your family? And we all have mentors in our lives, and I know I had many, and I'm very thankful for them. And I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for the mentors in my life, especially my grandmothers and my mother. I remember as a young boy, and you know, kids never like to be sick, right? Never liked to be sick, but oftentimes when I got sick, guess where I end up? At my grandmother's house, either Grandma Hale or Grandmother Cantrell. And I remember specifically when I was very young. I'm not even sure I even started school yet, but I had an upset stomach. I was miserable. I was sick, and all I wanted to do is lay around and rest and try to sleep or do something to get whatever was wrong with me out of my system. So my grandmother, Cantrell, she came up with this remedy. She made it up from scratch. I don't know what she made it from. It was terrible. It was awful. And she came to me and she said, Mike, I want you to take this. And I said, what is it? She said, it's something I made up for you, and it should help you. I said, is it something you got from a doctor, a prescription or something? No, she said, I made it from scratch. And I had no idea, and I said, can I smell it? Because I knew what medicine tastes like, and sometimes it didn't smell good, and I smelled it, and I said, oh, I don't want that. I'm not going. Well, she took me by the arm, and she opened my mouth, and she crammed that down my neck, and I finally got it down after gagging and everything else. And she said, now you just lay down there, and hopefully you'll be feeling better just a little while. Well, after I got through the bad taste and the gagging and everything, I went to sleep, and I woke up, and you know what? I felt 100% better. I don't know what it was. I wished I had it today. And I could use it sometimes. But you see, some of the influence, you know, of our grandmothers and the care that they gave us when we were young and the love, I've never forgotten. Grandmother Hale, she's always saying something to me in kind words and so forth to lift me up and to encourage me and so forth, even when I didn't deserve it, you know, like many of us did. But our grandmothers, and I know Timothy, if we could, you know, speak to him firsthand, you know, he probably had his moments, and he was encouraged by his mother and grandmother, as Paul gives credit to. So Paul wants Timothy to remember where he came from and who he had influenced him. And note that Paul does not say that he influenced Timothy in any way in the scripture we just read. He never claimed to have taught Timothy anything. He places the influence upon someone else. And Paul specifically points out in verse 5, as you see, genuine faith that is in you. So they might have taught him a lot of things, but they taught him about the Lord Jesus Christ. They taught him where he needed to have his faith. And I can remember my grandparents, and especially my grandfather, more so because I spent more time with him, that instilled upon me to have genuine faith in the Lord. So I have to give credit to not only my grandmothers, but my grandfather as well, because I spent so much time with them. And Paul specifically points out to Timothy, genuine faith that is in you. And that's from the New King James Version. But and recalls that this faith was transmitted by his mother and grandmother. So Timothy was a tireless worker of the Lord and changed many lives and ministered to many people because of the faith instilled into him by his mother. How many of you here today, men and ladies, can remember of your grandmother or your mother sitting down and talking to you about faith in Jesus Christ? Any of you? Can you remember that? And it is something you'll never forget. It's something to cherish. And it's something to even write it down in a journal. Many things, I've got a list of things that I remember back from as long as I can remember, all the way up to the last few years of the things that occurred or I did with my grandparents and with my own family. I've got them all written down, like in a journal, that things that happen on specific days. And I go back, and some I just want to cry. Did I really do stuff like that? And then some of the things that, you know, brings me to tears, because they're the memories that I'll never forget, lasting memories that influenced me and made me who I am today. And I know many of you will as well can reflect upon that. And reflecting on influence of mothers, many scholars have concluded that you cannot really understand John Wesley, who was a Wesley preacher, founder of the Methodist movement, unless you understand his mother, Suzanne Wesley. She was so instrumental in his life that she inevitably affected the movement of the Wesley Church direction, in the direction they went. Americans know that Abraham Lincoln led the nation through perhaps the greatest crisis that during that time, but also he gave tribute and credit to his mother because of who he was, how he turned out in life, and so forth like that. So I know that Abraham Lincoln, he said, "It was because of my mother I am who I am today." So I would say to you this morning that there is not a person sitting here that by one or five or 10,000 different ways has not been forever influenced by your mother. You have been influenced by your mother one way or the other. And I firmly believe that you cannot understand who a person is and what motivates them until you understand their past. We never know. But if you can sit down and talk with someone and ask them who influenced you, it would be, you would say, probably your mother. My mother has influenced me in a tremendous way through the years. And you cannot understand, you know, a person's past without understanding the source that co-created the person with God. And oftentimes, it's your mother or parents. And can we ever really understand the influence that mothers have on their children? I don't think so. The Apostle Paul realized that his fellow worker, Timothy, began his journey of faith at home. At home. And it's sad to say today that many children that you and I come into contact with today, you know, through school, preschool, Good News Club, is not getting that godly influence that they need, as the Scripture is talking about here. We witness that, don't we? We who work with the Good News Club and you who teachers who work with children on a daily basis, whether from the first grade or kindergarten all the way up to high school, because of sometimes their actions. But praise God, you can tell the difference when you talk to a young person or a teenager and they're respectful and they talk kind to you, and you don't see any misnomer with them in their actions and so forth, then you can say, you know, they come from a godly home. And praise God, I hope and pray that any child that comes through this church, we will show them kindness and love by the Lord Jesus Christ. And one young man that comes here quite often, I don't know if he's here today or not, Dennis, little Robert, you know, he's an example of that so many people have taken to, and many of you have, because, you know, of his background and so forth. It's not a one that that any young person or a young man like that would want to grow up, but because he's a victim of circumstance, we have the opportunity to help and mentor, as Paul was saying, you know, genuine faith. This young man, Robert, he knows as much as he can know about the Bible because of what he's been taught already, and hopefully he will pass that on to someone else as he is in the right environment and so forth. And as long as we can have a part of that, praise God, I thank God each day that we have that privilege of knowing Robert and being instrumental in his life. And I want to make a note, side note here about grandmothers. You know, you are still so important. And I realize you have raised your own children, but now you're able to enjoy your own grandchildren as well. And Paul notes that Timothy's strong faith came from his grandmother as well, because not only did he mention the mother, but the grandmother. And she was an important part of his spiritual development. And grandmothers are a special influence in our lives as well. And I want to share about influence of mothers. First of all, if a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with ridicule, he learns to be shy. If a child lives with shame, he learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. He learns confidence. If a child lives with praise, he learns to appreciate. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to have faith. And if a child lives with approval, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with acceptance and friendship, he learns to find love in the world. Isn't that something? That's what we need, you know, in the church. That's what we need in the families, these last few statements of children. So what am I saying here today? First of all, be thankful for your mother, whether she's living or is going home to be the Lord. Be thankful, because she was an influence to you. And she has passed. Make sure that you praise God for the blessing that you had while you knew your mother. Now, number two, I notice is not in your bulletin today. I don't know what happened. It didn't get in there, but be mindful of your influence. So however, and this is not just for mothers, this is for anyone and everyone. Be mindful of your influence, what you received, the godly influence. So if you have genuine faith in the Lord because of the influence of your mother, grandmother, or your dad, or whoever, some person in your family, or somebody else. It could be a Sunday school teacher. It could be anyone who was influential in your life. Don't forget where it came from. Pass that on to someone else. You know, I'm trying to do my best to pass on the legacy that's been handed down to me through generations, and Brenda and I with our grandchildren, because we love them so dearly. We care for them, and we want to see them do well in life. And I know each and every one of you, likewise, want to see young people succeed in life. But the best way they will succeed with all things is have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And if they have that, they have it all. And then God, being faithful in our service and our love to the Lord Jesus Christ, then He will bless. Because from the very beginning of time, when God confronted Abraham and He said, I'm going to bless you with generations because you, in your own right, you are righteous. You are faithful. And therefore, because you, I will bless your generations who look to me. And if you will make that a point in your own personal life as an adult, and you pass that legacy down, God's going to bless you and your generations to come if we'll be faithful and put God first in our life. He has to be number one. If not, that's the condition of our world today, because we as parents have not put God first in our life. He has come second or third or fourth or somewhere down the line, and maybe, or just maybe on Sunday when we think about it. But we need to get up thinking about, God, what is your will for me today? How can I influence some young person? It don't even have to be your own child or grandchild. It can be somebody else that you know or come in contact and say, you know, young person, how's your day going? Show some interest in somebody's life, some young person's life. Be a mentor to them. And I tell you what, if we as Versailles Baptist Church begin to mentor more young children or young people, what a better community, what a better nation, what a better world we will have. Because Paul, he hits it right on the nose. I praise God for your genuine faith that you received because of your mother and your grandmother. What a legacy. What something would be good to be put on your tombstone or on your grave marker. There was a mentor to people, children. Not only a mother or a wife, they was mentor to everyone they met. What a legacy to pass on to the next generation. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for being able to recognize our mothers this morning. And Lord, we just pray that if there's any mother that doesn't know you personally this morning, Lord, the invitation is always offered to anyone and everyone, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is speaking to. And Lord, we know by the wooing of the Holy Spirit within our own hearts, because you work from the heart. We learn things and we gain knowledge, but the impression upon our hearts by the Holy Spirit leads us to make decisions for you. Lord, we thank you for our mothers, and we thank you for our fathers. We thank you for parents, and help us to be the church that will and reach out to anyone and everyone, Lord, that needs a genuine faith in you. Help us to be examples in this town and in this community as a church, as people, as mom and dads and family that reach out to make a difference in people's lives. Lord, we praise you and we thank you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Our hymn of invitation this morning is 433, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Let us stand as we sing. I'll be here this morning to talk with you, pray with you. Whatever God is leading you to do this morning, you come as we sing.
Sweet hour of prayer.
Thank you for being here this morning. My voice is about gone, so I'm going to quit talking, okay? But thank you, everyone, for being here this morning. God bless you, and mothers, happy Mother's Day again. Yes, Nancy?
Don't forget all the ladies of the church. Oh,
yes.
Rose.
All the ladies, every lady, you be sure that you get a rose before you leave. There's three up here and one in the back.
And one on Crystal's.
Oh, and one over here. Okay.
No, that's mine.
Oh, that's yours. Okay. All right. You may have to arm wrestle with Crystal. Okay. Great. God bless all of you. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. And Ed Antrus, would you close us, please?
Lord,